Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In what the Trump administration is calling a new harmonized tariff schedule. Announcing this modification affects the tariff rate on nearly 70 countries. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
We've sent out 17 letters to countries around the world. And the rest of those countries that either do not have a deal or have a letter, they will be hearing from this administration.
Now, earlier, the president announcing that the U.S. and Mexico have an agreement to extend for 90 days a 25% tariff agreement as trade talks continue. Meanwhile, a panel of appeals court judges hearing arguments on Thursday voiced deep skepticism about whether the president actually has the power to impose these tariffs at all. In Arkansas, a suspect who was hired as a school teacher is being held without bond for the double murders of a husband and wife at a state park Saturday. This is ABC News. Local officials in Texas are facing questions from lawmakers about the response to torrential rains that led to historic flooding along the Guadalupe River earlier this month. More than 100 people were killed in the flash floods in Kerr County and surrounding areas. Kerr County Judge Robert Kelly testifying he had no warning this was coming.
We received no alerts suggesting an extreme weather event was imminent. For context, we received hundreds of alerts during the summer. This past July, we had over 80. My first indication that the storm was different came when I woke up to texts and calls from Chief Kidd, Sheriff Letha, and Dalton Rice.
Hours before thousands of Department of Education workers were set to be fired, the union representing hundreds of staff members filed a grievance opposing layoffs to the unit that handles $1.6 trillion in student loans. The filing alleges the firings will gut the federal student aid office that controls money that's used for millions for higher education. Dave Packer, ABC News.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
For today, the forecast calls for some sunshine and a high of 78. Friday night, clear and cool, areas of fog possible, a low of 52. Saturday, mostly sunny and mild, a high of 80. And 81 Sunday, partly cloudy and still nice. For Monday, 82 degrees. Hopefully you're enjoying the cooler weather today. After a midnight mark of 53, we are down from that. It is 49 degrees. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Welcome to August. Today, Friday, August 1st. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming. Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
I've learned so far. then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. Give some speech about how to get the most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make, cause they're the choices that made me. And even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride, dear younger me.
Up, smell the coffee, and flip on the Milk House Light, brought to you by local favorite Brouhaha.
Good morning. We started the day with a positive way there, Mercy Me and Dear Younger Me. Before that, Pat Boone opened up our broadcast day with the national anthem, and we are here. We're ready to go. We're going to try to make a difference for the community again later today with the Grace Community Auction beginning at 10, and lots of good stuff leading up to that time as well. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail. Hey, it's Friday. Woo! And did you notice the change in temperature, too? I went outside this morning. I'm like, okay, I don't remember where I left my coat. I just don't. Anyway, we're at 49 degrees right now in Richland Center, and lovely wildfire smoke will still be around today. That gets kind of tiresome, too. You know, we have these beautiful days, and I mean, it was beautiful. The weather was just tremendous yesterday, but the good old air quality alert remains in effect statewide until noon today for unhealthy levels of wildfire smoke particles, and this could be extended as well. So, yeah. That kind of ruins our picturesque sky. Made for a kind of an interesting-looking sunset last night, though. Right now, it's time to move on and start those chores today, Friday, August 1st.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a muck-a-mack with me, you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside it. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamala, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anquilla, Ampadilla, I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bear, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Canada, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peaks. Like I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Aspen, Oxford, Loma, Blackett, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellico, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean. Pittsburgh, Parkerburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I'm an everywhere man, I'm an everywhere man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Slowly sinking into the sand that ran between our toes. And I couldn't think of one single place any better than you. And after all these years, you're still the one I want my love to know. And still
BJ Thomas and the Lovin' is Fun. 5:15 the time. A reminder, today a Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Appointments are preferred by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or by going online to redcrossblood.org. Performances of Community Players' Little Shop of Horrors, scheduled again this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at the Richland Center High School Auditorium, tonight and tomorrow night at 7 and Sunday at 2 o'clock. You can get tickets at the door or through Eventbrite.com for more information. Don't forget, you can enjoy a night of euchre on Friday nights at 7:30 at Mick Memorial Park Community Building in Hub City.
WRCO Studio is proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and tasty moments.
The 22nd annual Walk with Grace will be Friday, August 8th at Kruska Park in Richland Center. And someone will win
a new car!
Yes, you could drive away in a brand new 2025 Chevy Trax, valued at over $24,000. Get your raffle tickets now, just $20 each or six for $100. Buy from any Walk with Grace team or stop by the Grace office above Royal Bank, open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 3. Call 608-604-8255. Support a great cause and win big, a new car with Grace. Hey, folks. We hope you'll come to the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show on Sand Road, Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th. Hours are 8 until 5 daily, featuring this year Ferguson, Ford, and Fordson cars, trucks, and tractors. Tickets are just $10 a day. Kids 12 and under are free with an adult. Veterans get in free on Sunday the 17th. Hope to see you at the 62nd Annual Badger Steam and Gas Engine Show, coming up in Baraboo, August 15th through the 17th.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, What If is now What Is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Hello, Coach Johnson here. Are you looking to lose weight, get more active, gain muscle? Are you looking for more energy or lift that fog from your brain? Maybe improve sleep? Well, I may have an option for you. And if you'd like to learn more why I've been helping people for 4 years now and how it works, feel free to contact me at Facebook or you can call me at 608-604-7751. That's 608-604-7751. Or you can email me at coachjohnson90@gmail.com. That's coachjohnson90@gmail.com. I look forward to assisting you on your health journey today.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
An update on sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Well, the Brewers had the day off yesterday. They'll begin a three-game series at home today. The Washington Nationals start a three-game series at home again against the Brewers, I should say. The Brewers taking on the Nationals. Milwaukee at 64-44. The Nationals at 44-64. They're playing tonight in Washington, 5:45, first pitch time on WRCE. Also yesterday in baseball, just a couple of games. Atlanta 12 and Cincinnati 11 in the American League. Yankees 7, Tampa Bay 4, Seattle shut out Texas 6-0. The National Football League, the Hall of Fame game. That's right, there was already an NFL game, a preseason game. It was the LA Chargers over Detroit 34-7. And from the WNBA, Golden State over Washington 68-67. That is an update on sports.
Lust Auction Service. Bid, buy, and sell now at WisconsinSurplus.com.
auctions, and daily. Don't miss out. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com today. Meister Log and Lumber Company, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936. Call Toby Witkowski, your local professional forest manager, at Meister Log and Lumber. And Schmidt Woodland Hills, a modern assisted living community that offers different levels of assistance based on need. It's more than living, it's living well at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Richland Center.
49 degrees. Whoo, it hasn't been this cool for quite some time. We need to warm up with the Aerobic Polka, which is powered by SUPS Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with SUPS. That's S-U-P-P-Z. S-U-P-P-Z. SUPS, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the SUPS difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. SUPS.
Venomore.
Stretch out. It's going to be a busy day. A lot of things going on. We got to get out and bale some straw. Get the John Deere out and get it going here. There we go.
I've got a John Deere tractor, it's a Model A. I use it for my plowing and also baling hay. It pulls a two-bottom plow, both 16 inches lay. And you should hear that John Deere pull when I drop it in the clay.
Bum, 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 bum.
I took my John Deere tractor for a hayrack ride. When going down the hill, boy, it sure did fly. The hayrack, it was loaded way up to its fill. And you should have heard that John Deere pull when it came up to the hill. I took my John Deere tractor to a platform dance. I met a pretty maiden and I thought I had a chance. When dancing to the music, I really held her tight. And you should have heard that John Deere purr as we drove it through the night. That was tense until one day I fell asleep and plowed up half his fence. I looked him in the face, I knew it was time to flee. And you should have heard that John Deere run with my neighbor chasing me.
John Deere Polka, right there from Elmer Nemec and the Polka Joy Orchestra. Today, a high in the upper 70s, hazy sunshine and light winds. For tonight, 51. Tomorrow, near 80 and 80 for sure, it looks like, on Sunday. An air quality alert remains in effect statewide today. We're rising and shining after a midnight reading of 53. Right now, it is 49 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Light in the Milk Cow Show, getting up and getting it done today. Here's Red Foley.
Now listen while I tell you about a place I know.
down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night. A fiddle and a crack guitar. They get the kicks from an old fruit jar. They do the boogie to an old square dance. The woods are full of couples looking for romance. Somebody takes his brogan, knocks out the light. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. Really get together, there's a lot of fun. They all know the other fella packs a gun. Everybody does his best to act just right, cause there's gonna be a funeral if you start a fight. They struggle and they shuffle till broad daylight. Yes, they all go native on a Saturday night. About a place I know, down in Tennessee where the tall corn grows, hidden from the world in a bunch of pines, where the moon's a little bashful and it seldom shines. Civilized people live there all right, but they all go native on a Saturday night.
Songs that you and I used to know. Do you ever think of me and all the nights that we wasted? You can't get back again. But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did. In the leaves when it's cold, or lay when it's warm in the sun. With time on your hands and memories on your mind, or a long sleepless night has just begun. Do you ever think of me and all the nights that we wasted and can't get back again? But if we ever do, honey, I promise you I'll even love you better than I did then. I'll even love you better than I did then.
Statler Brothers on the Light in the Milk House show. 49 degrees here in Richland Center on this Friday, the 1st of August. How can that be? It's August. My goodness. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Got to savor each moment. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and we've got a great weekend coming up. Enjoy it. Right now, the time is 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Tariff Trigger. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. What does it look like to plant number one? Pioneer brand corn and soybeans are number one in the U.S. for a reason. Check out the view from the top. Plant Pioneer corn and soybeans. As the calendar turns to August, new tariffs will go into effect for several countries that haven't reached trade agreements with the U.S. President Trump issued a new executive order outlining the details Thursday. Some countries have already made a deal with the U.S., including the United Kingdom, European Union, and South Korea. Faith Parham, an economist with American Farm Bureau, says few details are known about what the deals mean for U.S. agriculture.
I think we'll continue to get more and more details on how the two countries that agree to something will implement it. Historically, trade deals have taken a long time because they are very detail-oriented.
The next tariff deadline is August 12th, with China a top buyer of U.S. ag products.
They've currently negotiated a pause for a majority of the tariffs that we saw in the spring. You know, if that conflict is renewed or any flare-ups happening, that could really, you know, impact the U.S. economy and hurt farmers.
The wet summer has created conditions conducive to disease and pest pressure. Brownfield's Brent Barnett has more from the 2025 Ag PhD Field Day.
Nathan Popple with UPL says tar spot has been an issue in many Corn Belt states.
Every year it seems like it moves further and further as well and becomes a bigger problem in more and more areas. You know, really important to take a look at that, watch for that, and then applying fungicides before infection is really important.
Central Iowa farmer Corey Hillebo tells Brownfield he's been trying to manage northern corn leaf blight and southern rust.
We are getting too wet again. Can't get in to do any fungicide, insecticide, anything like that. So disease is starting to come in.
Dan Waldstein with BASF says corn rootworm populations have been a mixed bag.
With heavy rains like we saw last year in June and flooding conditions, that probably knocked down our population somewhat.
From Sioux Falls, South Dakota, I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
And the Wisconsin State Fair is underway. Brownfield's Larry Lee filed this report.
Jody Baginski is with the Wisconsin Potatoes Auxiliary, a group of women who organized in 1975 when then-Governor Patrick Lucey claimed he lost 20 pounds by eliminating potatoes from his diet. That prompted the new group to find and test recipes and publish their own cookbook showing consumers the healthy benefits of eating potatoes. Baginski says the group is still focused on education.
The money that we make at State Fair goes for a program we call Kids Dig Wisconsin Potatoes, where we put potatoes in the classrooms for fourth grade curriculum for the kids to grow potatoes, harvest them.
And the majority of the funding comes from selling stuffed baked potatoes at the Wisconsin State Fair.
We'll sell roughly about 40,000 baked potatoes in 11 days.
From the Wisconsin State Fair, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. Well, it's summer, the time of year we're supposed to spend time barefoot, relax under a tree, maybe throw something on the grill, take the weekend off. But if you're like me, it's also a very busy time of year. The days are longer, but still not quite long enough. So with that said, it's essential that you get your errands done efficiently. We've got hardware, plumbing, electrical, paint, lawn and garden, fasteners, ag supplies, pet supplies, groceries, and booze. I'm often amazed by the variety of items that my customers find in a trip to our store. Where else can you get construction adhesive, a wax ring for your toilet, stainless steel fender washers, dog food, a six-pack of beer, and a gallon of Sassy Cow milk all in one stop. Talk about a one-stop shop. We're still working on our store updates. The new automatic front door system goes in next, so please pardon our dust as we get that construction done. We are, as always, your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate you shopping local.
A pretty light day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs into the day lower. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. There was a light round of direct cattle business that developed Thursday afternoon. Deals in Nebraska were marked at $383 stress, with a few at $385, which is $3 to $5 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis. This follows the light scattered trade reported on Wednesday at $235, which was $2 higher than the prior week's business. More trade is expected before the end of the day Friday. At the OKC West livestock auction, feeder steers were $5 to $10 higher with spots of $15 higher. Feeder heifers were $6 to $12 higher with spots of $18 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $15 to $20 higher. The USDA says quality was average. Demand was very good and buyers were very aggressive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 857 to 894 pounds, were at $319 to $333.50. Box beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for moderate off. Range choice down 67 cents at $361.32. Select was 46 cents higher at $341.37. Estimated cattle slaughter was 111,000 head, down 6,000 on the weekend, down nearly 3,500 on the year. Cash hog prices at the major direct markets closed lower with a light negotiated run. The market has continued to struggle with consistency. There were back-to-back days of decent business, and processors likely have most of their needed numbers on hand, which could result in a pretty sluggish end of the week. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market and domestically has remained relatively strong, providing some price support. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.67 with a weighted average of $111.67. The Iowa Minnesota closed $2.35 lower. The Western Corn Belt closed $2.32 lower. Both had weighted averages of $111.82. Pork values were lower, down $2 at $114. Bellies had dropped nearly $11 Thursday. And estimated hog slaughter was 479,000 head, up 14,000 on the weekend, up nearly 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on fund liquidation, waiting on direct business to develop, and lean hog futures ended the day higher on technical support with those solid weekly export sales numbers. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
It's time for the annual Children's Miracle Network Bucket Sale at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, happening Thursday, July 31st through Saturday, August 2nd. Buy a 5-gallon bucket for just $5 and get 20% off almost anything you can fit inside. Plus, enjoy 10% off appliances and power tools. Saturday brings games, activities, and fun, plus a brat stand from 10 to 2, courtesy of the Avoca American Legion. Shop, save, and support a great cause, only at Walsh's Ace in Muscadet.
Direct cattle business was quiet Thursday. Butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were pressured by crop weather. August was 6 lower at 961 and 3 quarters. September was down 6 and a quarter at 969 and a half. Corn was mixed, adjusting spreads, with September 2 and a quarter higher at 394 and December up 1.5 at 413 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle dropped sharply, waiting for widespread direct trade. August live was 530 lower at 227.77. October was 657 lower at 223.15. August feeders were down 757 at 331.37. And hogs were up on technical support and solid weekly export sales. August lean was a dime higher at 107.12, and October was up 37 at 89.57. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farmers are no strangers to dealing with loss. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork.
As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Losses of many kinds are inevitable in farming, and they can impact mental health. Ag-related mental health counselors refer to the term ambiguous loss, which can be a physical loss, a psychological loss, or a combination of the two. Emily Krekelberg is with University of Minnesota Extension.
When we're dealing with ambiguous loss, grief is likely something that's never really truly going to go away. And so there's a real focus on building resilience as a means to help individuals cope with that grief and be able to live with that grief long term.
Krekelberg says losses can impact a farmer's personal life and business life.
Losses can be challenging, but there's also opportunity. So we really want to take the focus away from loss and focus it more on change.
For example, says Krekelberg, you might have to sell your dairy cows for some reason, but you might find another way to use your farm assets. She says it doesn't hurt to be hopeful.
Discovering hope is not about toxic positivity or toxic optimism, like everything will be okay all the time. You can still be realistic, but also have hope that things will get better, are getting better.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. You can find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves. Don't miss today's cattle sale beginning at 9 a.m. Feeder cattle are in high demand and prices remain steady. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, you can go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Every Friday sale, including today's, begins at 9 a.m.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The National Milk Producers Federation says a bipartisan bill recently introduced in the U.S. Senate could end deceptive labeling for non-dairy products. Paul Bleigler, Executive Vice President of Government Relations, says the Dairy Pride Act could clear up years of misunderstanding.
It's truth in labeling, it's public health, and it's, you know, quite frankly, making sure FDA is doing its job.
The legislation would prevent non-dairy products from using labels like milk or yogurt when they are made from plants, nuts, or grains instead of real dairy. Bleigler tells Brownfield.
These terms have come to carry meaning in the minds of most people. Most people shop and buy food and have an idea of what something means when you hear the term milk, right? And that includes, frankly, the understanding of the nutrient values that are present in certain foods.
Currently, the Food and Drug Administration defines dairy products as being from animals. However, Bleigler says the agency's guidance doesn't go far enough or have the force of law. The USDA says the dairy index for June this year was unchanged from May, but down 6.5% from last year, with an all-milk price of $21.30 per hundredweight, steady on the month and $1.50 below last year. The overall index of prices for June dipped just over 1% from May, while the index of prices paid was fractionally higher. Year-to-year, the index of prices received was 9% above June of last year, while index of prices paid was up 7%. Cash dairy prices were very quiet on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Thursday. Blocks were up a penny at $1.62 and a quarter. All other markets unchanged on the day. Dry whey at 53 and a quarter cents. Barrels at $1.68. Butter at 247 and a quarter. And non-fat dry milk at $1.29 with two sales reported. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
You know, Grasshopper mowers are built to last and provide superb cutting. But have you seen everything else the Grasshopper offers? Grasshopper has over 17 different models to suit your specific lawn application, from small home models to large commercial equipment. Unique features like the one-touch power fold deck lifts the deck with the use of a button for easy maintenance and storage. To see all the features of a Grasshopper mower, visit your local Johnson Tractor today.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Today's forecast includes an air quality alert remaining in effect statewide until noon today. Because of those lovely wildfire smoke particles, this could be extended too. So it looks like some hazy sunshine throughout the weekend. Upper 70s today and tomorrow, and 80 coming up for Sunday. 48 is the current reading and the overnight low here on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. That's how it goes weather-wise today. As we approach the weekend, get ready for a new month. August 1st, here's Eddie Rabbit.
Sing about it on the radio. I hear it every time. No one ever seems to get enough. Nothing else till I found.
Nick Grunseth will check weather for us coming up in just a little bit as we make weekend plans. Light in the Milk Cow Show, WRCO, brew another cup of Brouhaha Roasted Coffee.
For once in my life, I know the meaning of happiness. And what it means to have a dream come true. 'Cause every day I wake up singing, living on the sunshine love is bringing, and it's wonderful knowing that I owe it all to you. At last I've got a reason to be living. I'm at
another rainbow and the gold is in my hands. Your love is so sweet, I can't refuse it. Heaven help me if I ever lose it. Cause my whole world's just knowing you're my man. I don't understand you, but God knows I love you, you're my man. I feel so safe when I'm in your arms, cause you're all man. You're heaven on earth and so dependable. Together we're a team that's just unbendable. I want the whole wide world to know you're.
Now a socialite. We're proud for you, but when you're through and seek some common ground, oh, we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell Splits and Stripes. Country music still plays on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side. RSVP is not for me, and black tie's not my style. I thought you'd like to know, cause you ain't been here for a while. We read about your tour de force, we're glad you get around, but we miss you on the old side of town. We still drink Cokes and tell old jokes, and we both had splits and stripes. George Jones is still a hero on the jukebox every night. Society is not for me, but I can still be found. Oh, we miss you on the old side of town. Babe, we miss you on the old side of town.
Before the cows are up, we are. Powered by Brouhaha. It's the Light in the Milk House show on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at RichlandCountyBank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Friday. Wildfire smoke, it continues to affect the upper Midwest. The upper Midwest has some of the worst air quality in the entire nation due to those ongoing wildfires in Western Ontario, Manitoba, and other places in Central Canada. And for the next several days, it looks like wildfire smoke will continue to cause issues for those who are more sensitive to the particulates in the air. That's why an air quality alert remains in effect till at least noon on Friday. That could be extended, and it will cause the hazy looking sunshine, maybe looking cloudier at times due to the thickness of the wildfire smoke aloft. In other news, the drought report came out yesterday. Things looking pretty good for Wisconsin. Quite dry in the west, and over the next several days, a surface high will be over the Midwest, and that'll keep our weather quiet. So even though we'll have this pesky smoke, at least it'll feel comfortable, and it will be dry. And in the west and the southern United States, that's where there will be more showers and thunderstorms. Particularly out west, they could use some rain. So your forecast, up to 77 today with that hazy looking sunshine due to high level smoke. The wind will be light out of the east. Tonight, a hazy sky due to continued wildfire smoke. Patchy fog after midnight, a low around 51. Another day of hazy sunshine on Saturday, up to 79. The wind light and variable. And Saturday night, a hazy sky in some areas, otherwise mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, falling back to about 54. Sunday, hazy sunshine up to about 80. Monday, mostly sunny with perhaps some lingering haze because of that wildfire smoke, up to 82. Tuesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, a little more humid, a slim chance of a shower or some sprinkles, possibly a thunderstorm in the later afternoon, 84. Slightly better chances for rain Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the mid-80s and more humidity in the air. Looks like though Friday and Saturday of the next weekend, that's when we would have our better chance overall of some showers and storms. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at RichlandCountyBank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our temperatures overnight have dipped to the upper 40s, so quite a change from the heat and humidity and heat indices we had to start the week. Yesterday, we topped out at 77 degrees. No rainfall recorded yesterday, although we had that over 0.7 inches on Wednesday. Overnight low yesterday, or the low for the date, was 53 degrees. Right now, we look out and about with, again, a little bit of haze over the horizon as we start another day in southwest Wisconsin. And right now, after a midnight reading of 53, 99% humidity, and we're overnight now with a low of 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Stafford Funeral Home and the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths. By the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products, most innovative solutions and services delivered with integrity and professionalism. And by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump signing an executive order that would impose new tariffs on a large groups of U.S. trading partners to go into effect 7 days from today, which is the August 1st deadline to reach other trade deals. The White House says it is a new system of trade. Navy Federal Credit Union Chief Economist Heather Long says what it could have